Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
It's Wednesday morning. This is a really interesting and ambitious project. Ellen O is with us right now. She is the co-founder of We Need Diverse Books, an award-winning author and editor of a story that is set in a Chicago airport involving 12 young Asian Americans. And each chapter is written by a different author. Ellen is on the line with us right now. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you joining us this morning to talk about this project. Where did the idea for this come from?
Oh, well, as you mentioned, I'm a co-founding member of We Need Diverse Books, and our actual and first anthology was called Flying Lessons, which I was really proud of, and it had this great East Asian story by Grace Lin, who's an amazing author. When a reader told us that, they were disappointed that the representation for East Asian stories was, about a girl that was set in China as opposed to being an Asian American. And Grace and I are both East Asian American, and so we were kind of like astounded that we had not seen what we had done. And so it became a priority for us to address that, to kind of create a book that would recognize the uniqueness of the East Asian American experience. But then, of course, a lot happened. The COVID pandemic happened,
right.
And with it, this very specific anti-Asian sentiment, right, that came along. And it really stopped more urgent than ever to have this book about, being Asian American. And I've always believed that diverse children's books with authentic representation is how we fight racism and prejudice, because children's books teach us empathy. And so I saw this book as a starting point to begin that discussion of who we are, and that being Asian American doesn't make us any less American.
You assembled a group of a dozen authors to tell this story. I'm just wondering how that all worked. Like, I can imagine sitting down to write a story yourself. You're in control of it. You're basically handing control of this. So it's almost like putting a band together, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was actually not only a challenge, it was so much fun. And, we wrote this during the pandemic, so we would have Zoom meetings and long, detailed emails. I ended up putting together lots of Excel spreadsheets so that I could just track where every character was and where they were, what they were doing, and how they would cross paths. It was almost like a jigsaw puzzle. And so I wrote that last story in order to make sure that I kind of fit all the puzzle pieces together by the end. But we just had a blast creating that. And I think readers will have fun seeing how all these different characters pop in and out of each other's stories.
Very interesting. You mentioned the importance of books like this for young readers. What drew you to writing for young readers to begin with?
Well, so growing up, there were not a lot of books with Asian main characters in them. And for a long time, I never felt like I was American enough because of racism and hearing people yelling at me to go back to China, or literally telling me I don't belong here. And I'm Korean American, and this is literally the only country I know. Mm-hmm. So it was, and it still is, a painful experience when I hear that. It's kind of a constant reminder that there's always going to be some people who will look at me and automatically assume I'm a foreigner. And the first time I saw myself in the pages of the book wasn't until I was in college. And it was the Joy Luck Club, and it literally changed my life. It made me feel seen. It made me recognize my own Asian American immigrant family experience in the pages of a book. And that book made me finally realize that I belong here. And that's why the title of our new book is You Are Here. It is all about belonging. And that belonging comes also when you see your stories in the books that everyone reads. And I think that's really important.
The book is called You Are Here, Connecting Flights by a Dozen Different Authors. How did you decide who to select? Are these all friends of yours, are they all Asian American authors?
Yes, they are. And, you know, it always starts with a group of friends. I have to say the first person I reached out to was Linda Sue Park. At the time, I didn't know she was putting this imprint together. So it became just kind of like this perfect partnership of us putting this book and her putting an imprint. And, you know, of course, I reached out to Grace Lynn and then a few friends, and we just kind of kept adding, you know, authors to the mix of people who we wanted to work with and who we knew would just be a terrific addition to the project.
Mentioned that you are co-founder of an organization called We Need Diverse Books. We're in an era right now where more and more books are being challenged and banned. Tell us about your organization and your thoughts on the climate right now when it comes to books.
Well, I'm so glad you asked me about that, because lately I feel like there are people out there who seem to think diversity is a bad word. And it really astounds me, because diversity is not only natural, but it's a beautiful and necessary thing. And We Need Diverse Books is about bringing more diversity into children's books, because we believe that, you know, all children need to see themselves in the pages of the book, and all children need to see everyone else too. And that this teaches empathy in a way that, you know, some children may never have that ability to kind of meet people that are different from them until they meet them in the pages of a book because of their communities. So it is really a chance to open their eyes, broaden their horizons. And it always kind of shocks me that there is this intolerance that is at the heart of what's driving the book banning issue. And I think that no matter how people want to frame it, it ultimately comes from an ugly place, and it is wrong. Because books are a safe and really a wonderful way for children to, you know, really see who is out there in the world and to learn compassion.
We're talking with Ellen Oh. She is the editor of a story that takes place in an airport written by a dozen different Asian American authors. It's called You Are Here, Connecting Flights. I don't know how old your kids are. Are they old enough to have read and enjoyed this book or give their mom some feedback?
Well, my youngest is waiting to hear from colleges, so he's a tad over the ages,
yeah.
But they used to not read my books, but they've gotten so much better as they got older, so I appreciate that.
Very nice.
They read and they give me feedback, and it's awesome.
That's fantastic. Ellen, great talking to you. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.